Joe was saved as an adult and was immediately connected through his church with an older man named Thomas. Thomas and Joe began meeting regularly so that Thomas could teach Joe what it meant and what it looked like to follow Jesus. We call this a discipleship relationship. And so they met together once a week, and Joe really started to grow in his faith and devotion to the Lord. Joe's marriage improved. His relationship with his kids got stronger. After about 4 months, Joe started teaching the third and fourth grade boys Bible study class on Sunday mornings. 6 months later, his mother passed away during this time. But Joe was comforted in the fact that she was a strong believer and that he knew with confidence that he would see her again someday. One day, a job opportunity opened up at Joe's business, and Joe's boss told him that he should put in for it. It was going to be a few more hours a week and some more responsibility, but the benefits could really help Joe provide an even better life for his family. So he put in for the job, and he got the position. Soon after that, Joe had to give up meeting with Thomas, but that was no biggie because Joe was still having his regular prayer and Bible study time with God. He was still teaching his kids Bible study, and his family was doing great. But pretty soon, trying to keep up with the demands of the job and practices and recitals and games and time for the wife and time alone with God, something had to give. So Joe's quiet time with the Lord slowly faded away. Everything else was still good. He was enjoying his Bible study with the boys, still saw Thomas on Sundays, and he was managing life pretty well from the outside. But on the inside, Joe was ready to show his company that he was ready for the next step. Well, you know the story. The job got tougher and more demanding. Joe no longer had time to spend time with his wife, and the marriage became a partnership of who would drop off, pick up, feed, pay bills, etc. But the marriage was no longer a true marriage relationship, no support, no unity. Joe lost interest in his Bible study class as well. In fact, the boys were getting to be a little annoying to him, and he wasn't into it anymore. How would you classify the course of events in Joe's life? What label would you put over his life at this point? Is it unfortunate, stereotypical, sad? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Listen to how Judges chapter 3, verse 7 describes the situation outlined above. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. Pretty interesting, isn't it? How we can glide over such an important phrase. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Well, did they declare an unjust war on another people? Did they commit infanticide? What did they do that God would label as evil? The text tells us that they forgot the Lord and served the Baals. When it comes to evil, we typically think of the heinous things: murder, extravagant greed, adultery, different forms of abuse. But it's funny, isn't it, that God declares forgetting Him as evil. When the Bible speaks of forgetting, it's not referring to something that simply slipped out of our minds. It's not as if the people of Israel forgot the covenant of God like we forget where we put our car keys. This was not an absent-minded occurrence. Rather, this was a deliberate act of turning their backs on the Word of God, on God Himself. And here's the dangerous thing about turning your back on God. You never turn away from Him into a neutral scenario. You turn away from Him because you want to turn to something else. The people of Israel turned away from God and turned to the false gods of the land. Instead of devoting their time, their heart, their mind to the Lord, they were now pandering at the altar of false gods and idols, and God calls it evil. So how would God describe your life right now, Christian? Or maybe a better question would be, how can I keep my life from ending up in this evil place? Well, it centers on spending consistent time alone with God and His Word. The forgetfulness of the people of Israel was that they made a collective choice to no longer live by or love the Word of God. But you can avoid that by walking with Jesus in His Word day by day. Today, please pray for Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Yamwezi LifeWord broadcast heard in Tanzania.